Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be doing Simon Shintas Vav Se'if Beis. This is page Kufchav Beis on Beis, page 244. So again, we're talking about making an Oel Arai on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eitzim Shetokin Rosh Ha'echad B'dofen HaSvina V'kofen Rosh Ha'sheni B'dofen HaSheni Shal HaSvina. Let's say you take, you make like a pergola on your boat. You take a piece of wood, like a 2x4 that runs across from one end of the boat to the other end of the boat. U'parson Machzeh and then you spread something out over it to create shade. You spread like a cloth over it to give you shade. If the wood itself that was there in place from before Shabbos is already a tefach wide, so you already have an ohel, and then when you're spreading the cloth over it, you're only being mosif onto the ohel. So or even if the wood itself is not one tefach wide, but if there are several pieces of wood that are spaced less than three tefachim from one another, so then we apply the principle of lavud and we view it as if it's already fully covered, as if the area between those pieces of wood, those boards of wood, are fully covered. So chashivi ka'ohel, it's as if the ohel is already there. Umutu lifros aleim b'shabbos machzelis, and you could therefore then spread out a cloth over these. It's like if you have a pergola where you have these 2x4s that are already, that are either each one is a tefach wide or they're within three tefachim of each other. You're allowed to spread an awning over it, davle tosefes ol arai v'shari, because that's adding onto an ol arai, which is mutter. Umitam zen, for this reason, machzelis prusa kedei tefach mutter lefros shar machzelis b'shabbos. For the very same reason, if you have an awning that's already a tefach out, it's already spread out a tefach, you could add to it. You can then extend it way more than a tefach, because you're just being mosif on an ol arai. And whenever the ol arai exists, and you're just being mosif onto it, that is mutter. V'tefach shamru chutz min akricha, but the tefach that we're talking about is not counting the bundled up part, meaning sometimes you have, let's say, a roll of fabric, and you're going to unfurl it and unroll it, so even if the roll itself is a tefach, and it was sitting on the top, that's not called an ohel, because that's not meant to be an ohel, it's just meant to be unfurled, and then the fabric after it's unrolled is meant to be the ohel. So it's got to be a tefach of actual roofing material, so to speak. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, v'kof in Rosh. They make like a, you know, like a boards that run across the top of the boat. They take a lot of 2x4s close to one another that run across the full length of the boat. It could be a baby's crib that you have this over. I mean, it doesn't have to be a boat. The point is just you can have a pergola in your backyard. You can have anything. Anything that has, boards of wood, the beams of wood that go across, that you like to spread a cloth over in order to protect, let's say, a baby from the bugs or something like that. If this was put in place on Erev Shabbos in the way that we're describing, you're then allowed to spread a cloth over it on Shabbos. But if it was not set up this way before Shabbos, it's going to be aser. Well, if you have a wagon to spread cloth over a wagon in order to protect that which is underneath it, that's also making an ohel. That's also a problem. Im lo shaya parus kvar meir of Shabbos broch of tefach, unless the wagon already had a tefach worth of roofing on it, and now you're just spreading over more of it. Why is this only called an ohel arai? Why don't we consider this to be an ohel keva? Because it's not set there b'derech kvius. It's only meant to be there lefi sha'a. It's not meant to be there with any sense of kvius. Sivkatin yud gimel berach van tefach. We said that if any of these beams are a tefach wide, sharoch of ha'etz ha'agul haya tefach, that the width of the round, these beams weren't 2x4s, they were round poles. So if the width of them is one tefach, does not mean a width of circumference. That would not be a tefach. You need three tefachim of circumference, 3.14 tefachim, whatever, of circumference, so that you get a... whatever you call that, diameter, right, of a tefach. blank stares. No one remembers the diameter of a tefach across. So if it's so you have these poles running across the top. So if they're a tefach wide in diameter, that's going to be good enough. Afilu rak be'achad mehen. And even if most of the poles are smaller than that, as long as one of them is a tefach wide, v'chein mashakasav v'main bein zel lazeh, haynu gam kein afilu rak makom echad. And similarly, when we said as long as the poles are within three tefachim of one another, even if they're very narrow poles, but they're within three tefachim of one another, so you have lavud, and that creates roofing. You don't need all the poles to be within three tefachim of one another. You just need two of the poles to be within three tefachim of one another, because then you have lavud that connects them, and then you have a partial roof. And it's as if you have three tefachim that are fully covered in one spot. So chashivi ka'ol mutter. That's considered like an oel, and therefore you're allowed to, it's mutter to spread a cloth over it. Tadafka laso sol aray mitchila aser. What you're not allowed to do is make an oel aray initially. Avlim nasa kvar mutter lahosif alav. But if an oel aray was already there, you're allowed to add to it. Ubezek kiven shayi be'etz echad rochav tefach du shir oel. So since one of the pieces of wood was a tefach wide, which is the shir of noel, o shayi pachs mishosh tefachim ben zel zed du shir lavud, or they were less than three tefachim apart from each other, which is a shir of lavud. Vavi kamo etzem mukhbar miyachad b'shir shosh tefachim, and therefore we view it as if the space in between them were filled in. Chashav nasa ol mikvar. So that's considered that you already have an ohel. Umitamzeh, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch said, if you have a machtzelis that's already prusa tefach, that's already spread out a tefach, you can spread it further. Ratzalom redachinami, even though you tefach prusa mibod yom, since it was spread out one tefach mibod yom before Shabbos, mutar achar kach lefrozot. Deinu ela mosif alo ol aray. Aval blav hachi asr. So let's say you have a baby stroller, and you want to put the rain hood on the baby, like the plastic or rain protector on the baby stroller. So if the awning of the stroller is already out, is already open, so that's it's open a tefach. It's because the awning of the stroller, whatever you call it, the hood, is at least a tefach when it's open. So it's already open a tefach. So then you could add the rain protector over the rest of the stroller because it's only being mosif alo alarai. But if the awning of the stroller, the built-in awning, is closed, to then put the rain protector on is going to be a problem because that's making an oel aray mitchila. So can you do this? Can you spread out the awning first and then put out the rain protector? Well, if you spread out the awning, aren't you making an ohel at that point? You're taking something that was a zero and you're making it into an ohel. So the poskim say no, because something that's derech tashmisha bekach, that it's just so easily goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, it's meant to go that way, that's not called a CS ohel. So you're allowed to spread out, but see, is the order with which you do it matters. I mean, if you put out the plastic first to protect from the rain, and then you spread out the awning, that's going to be a problem, because when you're putting the plastic to protect from the rain, that's making an ohel. But if you do the awning first, oh, now I have an ohel here. That's it's a tefach, but I was allowed to do that. Now I can extend it by putting the plastic over the rest of it. Even though we're going to say in Siv Gimel that it's only called ohel arai, if you also make mechitzos under it, we're going to see in the introduction to Siv Gimel that even just a roof without any walls, if it's clearly meant to protect from rain or from sun, that's also making an ohel. So an ohel is not only if it's a roof plus walls, it could also be if it's just a roof, but it's clearly there to protect what's underneath the roof from rain or from sun. Chutz min ha-kricha, we said that the kricha, the rolled up fabric, does not count as as the beginnings of an ohel. Hayinu shemayis ha-mechel tz prusa l'shem gagu kracha me'er of Shabbos. That you have this awning, and you wound it up and bunched it up before Shabbos. The tzarich shitshar tefach paros kedei shiya mutter lifros hakol. You need it open at least a tefach in order to be able to open it the rest of the way. Ein rochav igol shel kricha olu b'shir tefach. The width of a tefach in the kricha itself does not count. Da kricha in a chashuv a prusa ala gag la ohel. That's not considered to be spread out on the gag as an ohel. El tzarich shayishayir tefach paros levad me rochav igol shel kricha. You need a tefach aside, that it's open a tefach, not just, this comes up a lot with what do they call umbrellas in backyard, you know, on your picnic, I'm talking about the patio furniture umbrellas, right? So when it's closed, when the umbrella is closed, it is a tefach wide. So can I open the whole umbrella? It's already a tefach wide, even when it's closed. It's a big thing. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying no, you can't, because when it's closed, that doesn't count as the tefach. It needs to be partially open, and then when it's partially open to a tefach, then you could open it the rest of the way. There are achronim that say to take the rolled up fabric and just throw it as a roll over something that's shayich and ohel, that's going to be usher to do. Meaning, even though we're machmir, that the kricha is not considered an ohel, we're not going to be makil like that. Meaning, if you want to spread this this roll of fabric, you want to stick this roll of fabric and just throw it over the top of the roof, so you're going to say, oh, I didn't make an ohel, even though it's a tefach wide, but it's a kricha, and a kricha doesn't count as an ohel. No, you're not allowed to do that. We're only machmir that it's not considered to have already been opened by a tefach. So to review what we learned tonight, essentially all we learned is that you're allowed to be mosif al ohel arai, but you're not allowed to make an ohel arai. Mosif al ohel arai means that there's already a tefach there and you are extending it. How could there already be a tefach there? Either the awning is somewhat opened, or there are beams that hold it in place that are each a tefach wide, or there are beams that are within three tefachim of each other and we utilize lavud, and once it's open to the point of a tefach before Shabbos, you're now allowed to extend that. You are allowed to extend that on Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Gimel.